Families, small business and tax avoidance are set to be the focus of tonight's budget in a crucial test for Treasurer Joe Hockey. The government is set to woo small business with a 1.5% tax cut. Multinational companies will be targeted in the tax avoidance crackdown, and companies selling digital products will be forced to charge the GST.
In fact, if you look at what we've announced on pensions, if you look at what we've announced on childcare, building on what the Productivity Commission has recommended, you could argue that this year's measures are really fair.
Josh Frydenberg on our program a short time ago. The budget will include a $450 million package to fight terrorism. Most of the funding will go towards boosting the capability of security agencies. Telecommunications companies will get $131 million to help them comply with data retention laws. $22 million will be spent countering terrorist propaganda. The World Anti-Doping Agency is appealing the AFL Tribunal's ruling that cleared 34 current and former Essendon players of using a banned substance. In a statement, WADA says it will lodge an appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. WADA says it will refrain from commenting further on the subject until a decision has been made by the court. Al Jazeera journalist Mohamed Fahmy is suing the broadcaster for $100 million. He claims the Qatari broadcaster was negligent and supported the blacklisted Muslim Brotherhood. Mohamed Fahmy, Baher Mohamed and Peter Grester were sentenced to 10 years jail in Egypt on charges of supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. Grester was deported earlier this year, while Fahmy and Mohamed were freed on bail ahead of their retrial.